KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 77 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today, with isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, a high of 94. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The cloud cover you're seeing out there this morning is the result of storm blow-off over from Nebraska, where the showers are stretching from about West Point all the way down through the Lincoln, Nebraska area, where there's some pretty heavy thunderstorms there this morning. And our weather today is calling for near record high temperatures expected once again, with highs topping out in the low to mid 90s. Dew points will hover around 70 degrees through the day, and the heat and humidity will combine to make it feel much warmer as heat index values climb to around 100 degrees this afternoon. Several days of high heat and humidity without spending time in some air conditioning can lead to heat-related illness. And if you're spending time outdoors, please take frequent breaks and stay properly hydrated. In the news, the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board will meet this evening in the conference room of the Elkhorn Building. The session begins at 7 p.m. On their agenda is an update from KPE Architects on district facilities and discussion with regard to school bus repair and planning. Other discussion and possible action items include the approval of prepayment of late June bills if received prior to July 1st, the second reading of board policies, hearings 710.4 and 906, also approval of a Chromebook order and elementary handbook, approval of transfer of funds from the general fund to activity fund for the yearbook account if there is a negative balance at the end of June, along with discussion and action on revisions to numerous board policies, realignment for 2018-19 school year, and approval of personnel hires, transfers, resignations, and so on. Officials of the Creston Police Department are reporting three recent arrests. Sunday night, 32-year-old Brandy Major of Creston was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Major was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on a $300 bond. Also arrested Sunday night in Creston was 39-year-old Crystal Huddleston of Kent. She was taken into custody on a Warren County warrant for theft in the second degree. Huddleston was also being held in the Ringgold County Jail, where her bond was set at $5,000. Saturday night, 31-year-old Courtney White of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on charges of theft in the fourth degree and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. She was later released on $1,000 bond. Creston police said also that a woman residing in the 200 block of South Peterson Street reported Sunday afternoon that sometime between noon on Sunday and 4 p.m. that day, someone broke three windows at her home and attempted to force two other windows open. The damage there was estimated at $350. A fugitive from Missouri was arrested on Saturday afternoon in Grant. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said 30-year-old Jacob Halsey of Kansas City, Missouri, was taken into custody at around 3:22 p.m. under the authority of multiple warrants from the state of Missouri. Halsey was being held in Montgomery County Jail without bond. And at around 6:15 p.m. Saturday, deputies in Montgomery County arrested 27-year-old Devin Alexander Davis of Villisca in Villisca on charges of burglary and theft in the third degree. Davis was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Red Oak Police Saturday evening arrested a man for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. 51-year-old Russell Lee Peterson of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 7:10 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his cash bond was set at $1,000. Police in Council Bluffs identified the victim of a shooting as 26-year-old Denver, Colorado man Uriah Adriel Marsh. Marsh remained hospitalized at Nebraska Medicine and had been upgraded to a stable condition. A man questioned in connection with the shooting was not arrested, and the incident remains under investigation. The investigation into the incident began following the shooting that was reported around 1 a.m. Saturday in the parking lot of the Comfort Inn and Suites on South 35th Street in Council Bluffs. The victim, identified as Marsh, had suffered a gunshot wound to his abdomen. If you have any information about the incident, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Well, officials with the new Seaboard Triumph Foods pork processing plant in Sioux City say that plant will be operational by early September. Seaboard Foods President and CEO Terry Holton says about two-thirds of the hogs going through the plant will come from Seaboard and Triumph facilities.
Seaboard will provide one-third, Triumph Foods will provide a third, and then we'll be, whether it's through contracts from local producers or some spot market, we will buy one-third from local producers that exist today.
The plant is designed to process 21,000 hogs per day.
We will be in the market, and rest assured that one question several people ask, what impact are you going to have on hog prices? Well, we're probably going to raise them. because it's new capacity. So that's just how it works.
Officials say the plant will feature the latest in robotics and automation. It will employ 1,100 people by the end of this year, and the addition of a second shift in 2018 will add another 1,000 workers. A fresh paint job on a prominent Sioux City water storage tank will pay homage to a hit 1940s song that features the city in its title. The Sioux City Journal reports the city plans to decorate the Singing Hills water tank with the city's name and notes from Sioux City Sioux, a 1945 tune by Dick Thomas and Ray Friedman. The tank, one of eight water storage facilities in Sioux City, sits atop a hill in Sertoma Park, where it is noticeable from Interstate 29, the Highway 75 bypass, Cone Park, and Southern Hills Mall. It hasn't been repainted since its construction in the mid-1990s and would be the first to sport a city-funded painting design. Authorities are investigating what caused a fire at a University of Iowa campus in Iowa City. Authorities say firefighters were dispatched at around 5:45 p.m. Sunday to the Bowen Science Building. It took them about 30 minutes to put out the blaze. No injuries were reported. A damage estimate is not yet available. That building opened in 1972, and it houses a variety of department and teaching offices, as well as classrooms. The Iowa Department of Public Safety reports just after midnight today, deputies of the Lee County Sheriff's Office responded to the 2400 block of 270th Street in rural Montrose for a call of a burglary in progress. The incident led to an officer-involved shooting during which an adult male subject sustained gunshot wounds. The unidentified man was receiving medical treatment for injuries sustained during the course of the incident. The incident is currently under investigation by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and the Lee County Attorney's Office. Authorities have released the name of a man who was fatally shot by an officer in eastern Iowa's Iowa County. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office identified the man as 53-year-old Robin Blaylock, who lived in North English. An autopsy has been ordered. The office had reported that its department and Williamsburg police were called at around 8:30 p.m. Saturday for a domestic disturbance involving a gun at a house in North English. The sheriff's office said the confrontation culminated in an officer shooting a man who was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials have not provided details about what led to the shooting. The officer's name has not been released, and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation is looking into that incident as well. A 25-year-old Wapello County man has been convicted of second-degree murder in the slaying of his roommate. A jury found Eric Davila guilty on Friday. Prosecutors say he fatally shot 24-year-old Hugo Hernandez March 13th of last year at the residence they shared about 2 miles east of Ottumwa. Davila faces 50 years in prison during his sentencing. And a Des Moines man has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for causing a crash that killed his friend and injured two other people. 24-year-old Dylan Stephen Eric Winker was sentenced last Thursday. He pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide while intoxicated and serious injury by vehicle. Prosecutors say Winker caused the October 11th Pleasant Hill crash that killed 28-year-old Stephen Grabber, a passenger in Winker's vehicle. The crash also seriously injured two others in another vehicle. The Polk County Attorney's Office said Winker consumed 9 drinks in the 90 minutes before he got behind the wheel. Court records show Winker's blood alcohol level was more than twice the legal limit to drive, and that he also had amphetamines and marijuana in his system. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network, and a TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.